On Friday's front page, the latest New York Times CBS News poll finds a sudden drop in confidence about the economy. Finland has moved to the right. We'll look at why that has the European Union worried. And sales of green household products have been falling. We'll look at why. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the number of Americans who think the economy is getting worse jumped 13 percentage points in the last month. That's according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll. The sour mood is dragging down approval ratings for President Obama. As many as 57% say they're unhappy with the way he's handling the economy. A similar percentage disapproves of the way he's handling the budget deficit, though on that one, voters are even more dissatisfied with Republicans in Congress. Only 29% believe cutting the deficit will create more jobs. The same number expected to do the opposite. More than one in four is against raising the federal debt limit. The poll also looked at potential Republican candidates. Times reporter Jim Rutenberg says the only ones who are well known at this point are the ones who are on television regularly.
This is kind of the sleeper hit of the poll, Mike Huckabee. Maybe he's not running, but he's like really well-liked by the general public and far more well-liked still by Republicans. That was kind of a surprising result to me, but let's remember, he has a weekly show on Fox. Unlike Sarah Palin, who is a regular contributor to Fox, Huckabee has a show. It's on weekends. I didn't realize that a ton of people were watching it just because weekend television's a little lighter, but it seems to be doing him some good.
Times reporter Jim Rutenberg. Also on the front page, Finland's move to the right. The obscure True Finns party grabbed a share of the government in elections last week. The True Finns are a nationalist party that campaigned against the European Union and the bailouts in Greece and Ireland. The rest of Europe is watching Finland, and officials are nervous. The reason? Future bailouts will require unanimous approval from Eurozone members. In Libya, rebels took a border town in the western part of the country. That wasn't the only setback for Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's forces. Fighters in the besieged city of Misrata said they were gaining ground, and President Obama said the U.S. would send in armed pilotless aircraft to help in the fight against Gaddafi loyalists. Nobody is saying what they'll drink at the royal wedding 8 days from now, but it might be English, not French. Wine critic Eric Asimov says that just as London has become a dining destination, southern England has become a source for excellent sparkling wines. Chef Michel Roux says that serving one at the wedding reception would say a lot about Britishness. Friday's Page One profiles Frederick Dicker. He's the Albany reporter for the New York Post. He's a fixture around the state capital with a distinctive brand of old-school beat reporting and showmanship. He also has a radio show where he pummels politicians with bipartisan brutality. State officials have been known to assign aides to take notes on what he says on the air. Sales of green household products have been falling as consumers cut spending. The love affair with environmentally friendly products like recycled toilet paper faded like a bad infatuation. Farmers' markets and Priuses are humming along, but Friday's Times says household product makers like Clorox can't seem to persuade mainstream customers to go back to buying green. Inside Friday's Times, people in Japan went back into the nuclear zone while they still could. With just hours to retrieve belongings before a government deadline, they worried they might never be allowed back. Times reporter Andrew Pollack says towns inside the 12-mile zone around the plant were deserted. Cows had the run of one farm. In another town, the cows had died. Pakistan's Supreme Court upheld the verdicts, clearing five of the six men accused in a notorious rape case. The victim went public and became a cause celebre among human rights activists. She was assaulted on orders from a village council as punishment for what turned out to be bogus allegations against her brother. In its decision, the High Court said there were discrepancies in some of her statements. The judges also cited problems with the prosecution's account of what happened. The five men have been in prison, but they're expected to be released in the next few days. The other defendant is serving a life sentence. BP will put down $1 billion for oil spill restoration work in the Gulf of Mexico. The money is part of a voluntary agreement with the federal government in five states. The money will help pay for rebuilding coastal marshes and restoring barrier islands. BP still faces fines of at least $21 billion. A new regulation is expected to improve air quality here in New York. Buildings will have to phase out their use of the dirtiest grades of heating oil. That should make black plumes billowing from smokestacks a thing of the past. That's the theme from the 1950s sitcom I Love Lucy. One of the writers who concocted the zany scenes on I Love Lucy was Madeline Pugh Davis. She said the writer's job on that show was not about making up funny word jokes, it was about setting up physical comedy for Lucille Ball. That's how Lucy got plopped in a bucket of cement or coated in ice after being locked in a meat freezer. Ms. Davis typed the directions in all caps in the script so Lucy would know exactly what she was getting herself into. Madeline Pugh Davis died this week. She was 90 years old. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.